7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Hi, thanks for calling the Campbell Soup Company. We produce real food that matters for life's moments.
It's 5:38.
Oh yeah, no, that is not the correct time. The actual time is, of course, 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm so thirsty I need to pour some tea. Oh, we got us some tea today. That's just good news. What kind of tea do we have? Oh, let's find out. Oh. Oh, yeah, that's good. Drinking the Longjing today. Gotta love that Longjing. Whew. But we're not here to drink tea. Let's get out of the car. Oh, it's always a task. All right. Dubious Goals Committee. That's what I'm doing. All right, you should probably know that I am... pretty messed up. Oh, there's a bunny. Hi, bunny. I'm pretty messed up again today. So we're not doing anything super exciting. Although, I see one of my bunny friends. Hi, Mr. Bun. Oh, he's hopping off into the forest. It must be little bunny Fufu. Oh my God, it only hurts when I move. That's fine. I've decided that pain is my new fuel. And I just heard a bird talking to me. He said, "Brute," and I know that bird. That's the woodpecker with the red spot on his head. I don't see him though. He's up in the tree. Oh wait, no, I do see him. Hi.
Ranch, ranch, ranch.
What kind of dressing do you want on your salad?
Ranch, ranch.
That's what he's saying, ranch. So I'm down at the creek, because I need some outdoor therapy. I just need to be outdoors today. The grass is really wet. I don't think it rained overnight, and this must have been a lot of dew, which makes sense because it's super humid. And if the sun comes out, I'm in trouble. Oh, what was that sound? It almost sounded like a frog. There's no frogs down here. Anyway, I'm working my way up to the edge of the valley, creek valley here. And I'm looking down. I can see a lot of white golf balls. But I don't see any color. But let's go down there and see what we can find. Let's see if there's any... slipping on the mud. I'm looking for golf balls and dudes. I don't see anybody on the golf course, which is unusual. Maybe everybody's expecting it to rain. It is cloudy, but it doesn't seem rainy to me. Okay. What's that funny bird sound? There's a bird chirping that I don't recognize. All right. Let's walk up here to the creek. To the edge of the water. What's going on down here? We got golf balls, of course. There are white golf balls around. A lot of them. Ooh, and I see something very colorful down in there too. Okay, it's time to get to work. Now we gotta go down into the actual creek bed itself. And this is always kind of slippery and tricky, but oh, we are successful. And sitting right here on the ground for me to pick up is a white Mojo number one. Okay, this is my third Mojo now. And I see color in the mud on the other side of the creek. So we need a stick. Stick, where's the little stick? Do we need the little stick or the big stick? Let's try the little stick first. And I'll walk up here and... Are these my footprints from yesterday or has somebody else been down here? We got red, kids. It's in the mud pretty deep. I can get it with the little stick, yes. And now we just need to drag it through the water. Get it close enough to where I can grabs it. I want to grab a red golf ball. Okay, it's in position. I will now return the stick to its convenient resting place for use another day. How many white golf balls are there right here? There's three in the water there. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. I can see 15, 16 white golf balls. There's one in my pocket for a total of 17. Let's pick up this ball. Muddy, gotta wash it off in the creek. Oh, it's very muddy. It does not want to unmud. Okay, gonna have to wipe it off a little bit here. Boom. Very nice red golf ball. Wow, I'm very happy because we haven't found a red in a long time. I've now got more pinks than reds. And this might be one of my favorite reds. This is a Wilson. Wilson! It's a Wilson. And I like the shade of red that it is. Hey, wait a second. Wait a second. This one has a name on it. This one has a name printed on it. It says Kyle. Didn't we find another Kyle ball at one point in time? And the other weird thing is, okay, now I'm getting nervous. This might be glossy. I can't tell because it's still wet. I'm putting it in my pocket. It's still wet. And what if it's glossy? This could be our first glossy... our first glossy red golf ball. Check that later. Oh, there's a couple more balls in the water right here. Here's one right here. I'm just gonna, it's just a top flight number two. Why am I picking it up? I don't know. Here's some more tracks, fresh tracks that weren't here yesterday. There have been people down here. Kids, small footed people. Small footed people who are walking around in the mud. And these are not people who are looking for golf balls. Otherwise, they would have picked them up. Why am I holding this golf ball? I do not want this top flight. I'm just going to leave it here. Why did I put the other one in my pocket? I don't know. I'm going to... Oh, my leg kind of hurts. Well, there's no kinda about it. I hope there's no colorful golf balls. Hey, what's that up there? I hope there's no colorful golf balls in the ravine, because if I have to climb, I'm probably going to regret it. And there's a golf ball up there, too. There's a good 20 golf balls down here, probably. Because I can see something up there. Is that just white? Or is that a weird color? See, the sunlight is shining through the leaves, giving the leaves kind of a green tint. And is it also tinting that golf ball? Is it a white golf ball that looks green because it's got green light shining on it? I can't get back up the creek bed. Okay. Oh, okay, I'm back up. I mildly regret doing that. That's fine. I don't care. Yeah, that's a golf ball up there. That's way up there. We would not be able to get up there, but we could get up about that far and then use a stick. Because I'm a good monkey and I can use a stick as a tool. Because I'm smart. I have monkey magic. Alright, I'm trying to... Hey. Oh no, I think it's... No. I thought I saw something. I don't think that is really anything. Alright. Having a good start to the day so far. We got a red Wilson number one. That's great. I've been wanting another red golf ball. And I'm taking it out of my pocket because I want to look at it. Because it's kind of dry. Yeah, no, it's not glossy. It's matte finish. But it's custom. It says Kyle. In little, Helvetica capitals. And when I say little, eight-point. Or thereabouts. Alright. Putting that back in my pocket. Pretty happy to find a really nice red golf ball. My favorite color. Oh my goodness. Oh, wowzers. Was this here yesterday? This was not here yesterday. And I'm sitting here just walking through it. I just walked by that dryad saddle. I'm coming out of this little stump here. And looking on the ground right here, there's Xylaria everywhere. Oh my God, there's this huge patch of it. That's about 1 meter wide by... Oh my God, it goes up even further than I thought. Well, there's 1 meter, there's 2 meters. 2.5 meters by 1 meter. Little Xylaria, that little white stuff. And it's... Oh, I should not crouch down. It's just barely starting to poke out of the ground. The tallest little horns are about a centimeter long. Oh, look at this one over here is a little bit longer. It's got dew on them. Oh, they're so thirsty, drinking yummy water. Oh, yeah. And it got some spreading over to here and over to here. Oh, and here's a nice little size clump. It's a little bit bigger than the average. Oh, they're so nice. Look at all these little dudes. Well, I'm glad to see all these guys. You know, the funny thing is I did bring my camera with me, but I'm not going to take a picture of this. I'm not going to take a picture of this until it gets a little bit bigger. Okay, and it's still going. Look at all this. There's a lot of bark right here. Where's the trees? There's a dead tree. There's a dead tree. There's a dead tree. There's a lot of shed bark right here. Covering up the dirt. And what's this over here? Do we have another little mushroom buddy? Oh, I looked away and now I lost it. Where did he go? Well, maybe I was just hallucinating, but... Yeah, no, there's... Oh, here's a real nice clump. That's going to be big. Cool clumps of Xylaria. Little fingers sticking up out of the ground. Great, great stuff. All right. I am having a fun day today. I'm having fun. Oh, my woodpecker is angry. He's that little guy. I see you in the tree, buddy. I'm not snaking your food. Don't worry about it. I think he was worried that I was going to get his foods. I don't eat bugs. But I am going to move up this path a little bit further onto some more bark. Keep my eyes open for more Xylaria. There's another big old bark zone right over here too. Okay, by the base of this tree, it looks like there was some inky caps, some coprinus inked out. All right, should we check in the... Yeah, we should check in this bark zone. God, Tobe, why are you hesitating? What did I just hear? Oh, there's golfers up there. Did I just hear a ball hit a tree, or is that guy just teeing off? Well, we can go back and see if they knocked any golf balls into the water on the way back. I'm now walking through a big bark zone. There's another dead tree here. All the bark has fallen off of it. And I'm looking around in the bark zone, looking for mushrooms and looking for anything else that might be interesting. Yeah, okay. Fun. Who's that? Oh, it's a little bug. I keep seeing these weird movements out of the corner of my eye. Okay, I'm still looking around. And guess what I did last night? I returned my effects processor to the guitar zone. Plugged in and tuned up some of my cigar box guitars. And I was cigar box guitarin', and I changed some of my tonage up, adjusting my tones, fine-tuning tones, because, you know, I'm supposed to be a tone guy now that I'm, you know, trying to be blues guy. I was playing some blues music last night, and I was kind of impressing myself. I was thinking, hey, that wasn't too terrible. And now I'm at this log where we saw the little brown umbrella mushrooms. They're still here. I'm looking for anything else, though. Any other types of things in here? I don't know. Is this poison ivy? No. We got some nettles starting to pop up here and there. And I don't want to hear anybody saying, oh, nettles, they're delicious. You don't eat nettles. Nettle tea. No, nettles are not tea. Let's just get this all straightened out to begin with. Nettles are not tea. Tea is tea. Nettles are nettles. Okay? It's like saying, oh, I'm going to drink some dog coffee. No, dogs are not coffee. Coffee is not dogs. You know, a dog is an animal. Coffee is a plant. Well, nettles are a plant too. Yeah, but just because something's a plant doesn't mean it is also tea. There's a lot of plants in this world. There are trees. There are bushes. Okay? These are just some of the plants that are not tea. Oh. Okay, I'm back in the weird zone. I'm back in the... Ooh, I almost put my face right into that spider web. Okay, glad I caught myself at the last second there. I'm in that funny zone where it's all, you know, Akira Kurosawa-y. There's all this, like, snow on the ground that's cottonwood cotton and the petals of some flower of some tree that has just lost all its... flower petals. It's crazy, but they're not raining down on me like they were yesterday. They're just all over everything. It looks like there's snow on the leaves of these plants. It looks like there's snowflakes on the ground. And if you look into the creek, it looks like there's snow in the creek and in the mud. It's cool. It's crazy. It's weird. I wish I could get down into the creek here, but I can't. Okay. Oops, there's a web here. Did I just walk through it or did I just walk around it? I don't know. The marmot den is right around here. It's right up above there somewhere up on the rim of the valley. Yeah, right up there. Do I see any marmots? Where's my Mati? I want to find that big chubby mott. I want to find that big chubzilla. Gonna get that mott, gonna take a picture, say, hey, I see you, dude. Dudes. You gotta find them. You gotta look for them. You gotta spot them. And when you see them, you say, hey, dude. They don't usually say much back. Yeah, that's okay. All right, so I have now made it far enough upstream. Look across the creek. I'm far enough upstream where I can see across into the mushroom zone. Our favorite mushroom area for things like corals and other exotic mushies. It's very snowy over there. It is, of course, not snow. These are the petals of a flowering tree, but I don't understand which trees. It must be these cottonwoods. No, because the cottonwoods are seeding out. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I have no... Okay, spiderweb. And... Ow. Let's go around the web. And we just gotta go up to this little barky zone here. Looking for mushrooms and stuff. Wow, lots of rotten wood. Yeah, there's some coprinus poking out of these logs. There's a woodpecker above me. One of the big ones. There's two kinds of woodpeckers down in here. A little dude and a big dude. That's the big dude. And there's owls down here too, but I'm not seeing them right now. If you come down here around dusk though, you'll see these dudes. They hang out in these trees right here. And sometimes they talk, and they say, hoodly hoo, hoodly hoo. And I say, hoodly hoo to you too. I'm not finding any more mushrooms. I'm just gonna go up here really quick. And then, I can sort of get down into the creek here now, but can't go very far in either direction. Oh, I'm on top of a mallard. There's my mallard buddy. He's waddling away. I'm standing on the cliff. Where's the female? She must be down here somewhere too. There's my green-headed buddy. He's just like 4 meters. Well, he's 5 meters now. He's moving away. He's walking upstream. He's getting in the water. Oh, he's swimming. Yay, ducky! So we got our mallard today. Oh, with a shiny green head. Oh, it's so lovely. And I've got a matte finish red golf ball. Having a good day today, kind of. I mean, I like being outside. Because I'm going to have to spend the rest of the day inside. Because this cloud cover is supposed to go away. It's supposed to get very hot. And it's already super duper humid. So, I'm glad I got to be able to go outside now. Because I'm not going to be able to go outside later. And, my leg... I'm going to have to spend the rest of the day just sitting down and trying to relax my back and leg. And every once in a while, maybe I'll get up and play a little bit of guitar. And maybe I'll play with my synthesizers. I don't know. I've been kind of out of it mentally. I've been so mad lately. The war with the doctors just isn't getting me anywhere. Hey, what's that smell? What is that smell? It went away. Although it does smell kind of flowery down here too, now that I think about it. There's a floral note. My stupid doctors are giving me more fight. And this new doctor I have isn't even going to be my new doctor for long. It's so stupid. I'm so enraged. And nobody cares, so I guess I shouldn't be caring. Why should I care? Okay. Wait, which way did I go? Was there another web? Yeah, there was like a web around here, so we gotta go around this way. I don't like to bother the spiders in their webs. Let them do their work. They're getting food. Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. I'm moving. What am I complaining about? I'm not complaining about nothing. I'm gonna eat food today, and I'm gonna drink more tea, and I'm gonna I got racing to watch. Got lots of races I gotta check out today, see if my favorite racing guys win their racing races. That'll be fun. And okay, now let's just keep moving. I'm back here at the big Xylaria patch. We're gonna walk around it here, take a wide berth, let those guys grow. And okay, coming back to the golf ball zone. There's another golf ball up there on the opposite bank, up kind of high. Oy, I gotta step over a log. Ooh, a big log. Big log. Alright. I'm walking out of here. Well, we better run up here to the edge of the water and check to make sure nobody knocked any purple golf balls into the creek in those few seconds that I was elsewhere.